Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. We've all been there, tossing and turning at night, staring at the ceiling, wondering if sleep will ever grace us with its presence. You know that feeling when your brain is buzzing like a hive of bees? Well, guess what? You're not alone. This is the modern day struggle, friends. And in today's episode, we're tackling something that can seriously change the game, mindfulness and meditation for better sleep. Ever feel like you're drowning in your to-do list, consumed by news cycles, or just plain overstimulated? Yeah, me too. But there's a superpower we all have access to, the power of calm, and it can be our secret weapon against sleepless nights. So buckle up because we're diving into some practical tips and real talk about how to chill out your mind before you hit the hay. First up, ditch the screens before bed. You know that blue light emitted from your phone, tablet, and laptop? It messes with your melatonin production, the sleep hormone your body needs to wind down. Think of it like this. Screens are basically telling your brain, hey, it's still daytime, when your body is ready for rest. So put those devices down at least an hour before bed. Seriously, treat yourself and your sleep schedule right. Next, level tip. Create a bedtime routine. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, just something consistent that signals to your brain, it's time to chill. Maybe it's taking a warm bath, reading a book, the kind without screens, or journaling, or even doing some gentle stretching. The key is creating that relaxing transition from go mode to sleep mode. Let's talk about mindfulness. It sounds all hippy-dippy, but hear me out. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing can work wonders. Find a comfortable position, close your eyes, and concentrate on your breath as it goes in and out. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the feeling of air passing through your nostrils. When your mind wanders, and it will, gently bring it back to your breath. It's like a mental workout that calms the storm inside your head. Meditation, your sleep secret weapon. I know, meditation can feel intimidating, but there are tons of guided meditations specifically for sleep available online and through apps. Think of it like bedtime stories for grown-ups, soothing voices guiding you into relaxation. It's seriously a game-changer. Make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary. This means keeping it cool, dark, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains, earplugs, or a white noise machine if needed. A comfortable mattress and pillows are non-negotiable. Think of your bedroom as your personal oasis, a place dedicated to rest and rejuvenation. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you just can't keep up with the demands of life. I remember feeling this way constantly, stressed, anxious, and struggling to get a good night's sleep. I was burning the candle at both ends, pushing myself too hard, and neglecting my own well-being. It wasn't until I started incorporating mindfulness and meditation into my routine that things started to change. I remember feeling so frustrated because no matter how much I tried, I just couldn't seem to fall asleep. I was tossing and turning all night long, exhausted but unable to drift off. One day, a friend suggested I try meditation before bed. At first, I thought it sounded kind of silly, like something out of a yoga retreat, but I was desperate for a solution, so I gave it a shot. And let me tell you, it was life-changing. Even just 5 minutes of focused breathing helped me quiet my mind and relax my body. Within a few weeks, I was sleeping like a baby. So remember, friends, taking care of your sleep isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about investing in your well-being, giving yourself the energy you need to show up as your best self. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about? Ditch the screens, create that bedtime routine, embrace mindfulness, explore meditation, and turn your bedroom into a sleep sanctuary. These aren't just tips, they're stepping stones to better sleep and a happier, healthier you. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest sleep struggles? Have you tried any mindfulness or meditation techniques that have worked for you? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation for more daily dose of real talk and practical wisdom. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it real, and keep those zoos coming.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.